The champagne lifestyles of our top footballers are the stuff of gossip columns and TV soaps. Now, though, we know the size of their fortunes. David Beckham is the richest footballer in the list, worth £75 million. Arsenal's Dennis Bergkamp is next, with a paltry £37 million in the bank. Michael Owen is in third place with a fortune of £30 million. But the man who's made a big difference to this year's list is Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich. He tops it with a fortune of £10 billion, but his money has put another four people into the ranks of football's super rich, including Jose Mourinho, who's worth £20 million, putting him ahead of Sir Alex Ferguson. But some think the glory days could be coming to an end.
We've been living in a bit of a bubble for the last few years, and we're starting to see the signs of it changing again. And once that happens, then I think the natural effect is players are going to have their salaries capped, or at least clubs are going to stop paying as much as they do.
Super rich footballers are, though, a relatively new phenomenon. The late Johnny Haynes was the first player to earn £100 a week. That was in 1961, and despite his fame, George Best's earnings were fairly modest. It's thought he made around £15,000 from playing and endorsements in 1967. Today, that would be worth £170,000, or under 2 weeks' wages, for David Beckham.
Obviously, seeing how popular George Best was in the 1960s and how crowds flocked to see him, it's quite frightening to see how much he was earning. As little as £10,000 a year, £15,000 a year when he was at his peak winning the European Cup for Manchester United. So they were still not earning a great deal more than the average worker.
Most of the players' money comes from TV deals, but it's thought the big money contracts have peaked, meaning Mr. Beckham and his colleagues might have to make a few savings in the years to come. Darren Little, Sky News.